Well, well, well. Hello there, big brother. Do you notice anything different about your little sister?
Yes, my hair is a different color than what you would normally expect from me.
The lipstick, eyeshadow, and really the entire way I do my makeup in darker hues. But there's a reason for that. You see, I'm not really your little sister at all. I'm the Mirror Universe version of her. Yes, like in Star Trek. Except in my universe, it was Lost in Space that spawned several spin-off TV shows over the decades, and a whole bunch of movies. But unlike in your universe, our Lost in Space movies are actually good. But that's because we're Mirror Universe. Anyways, in my universe, it was Will Robinson that traveled to the Mirror Universe and met the evil Dr. Smith who had a goatee. So I do get the entire Mirror Universe thing. I should, really, because I've been studying your universe for quite some time now. In fact, I created the machine that let me travel between the universes. No, your little sister couldn't create such a machine. Which is why I could. Hello? I'm the Mirror Universe version of her. I can do everything she can't. And I will do everything she won't. You don't believe me, though. I guess I don't blame you. It's an awful lot to take in. I mean, I look just like her, except so much has changed since you last saw her a few hours ago. There's the makeup, but that's something I could have easily done in that time. Or the dark fingernail polish. Or the sexy crop top and miniskirt that your father would never let your sister get away with wearing. There's also this wicked cool dagger strapped to my thigh. But there's also the hair. It's a completely different color than what you saw earlier. I could have dyed it, but you were the last one to use the bathroom, so you know I wasn't in there. This also isn't some kind of wig. Here, feel my hair. It's real. That's its real color. Even if it's not a normal color in your universe. But pull on it to prove to yourself that it's not a wig. Good. You can pull on it a little harder if you want. We want you to be sure, right? Or, there's this very faint scar along my stomach. Here, give me your hands, and you can run your fingers over it. Your sister definitely didn't have that, or you would have noticed with how closely you look at her. It's just a very thin ridge of healing flesh over the otherwise flawless skin of my stomach. Just keep moving your hand over that area until you're convinced it's real and that it's been there for a while. I got that a few months back when I defeated Becky for the lead role in the school play. Oh, I didn't kill her. But let's just say that breaking a leg wasn't good luck for that actress. Well, that and breaking a nose, too. And a few ribs. So, now that I've gone to all of that trouble, you know, of crossing the dimensional barrier and proving to you that I am who I say I am, do you want to fuck? Yes, fuck. The insertion of the male penis into the female vagina. Even though our universes are roughly mirror images of each other, some things are the same. Genders don't swap, and sex isn't any weirder than sex already is, if you really stop to think about it. But as you already know, you have the hots for your little sister. But she thinks you and incest are gross. In my universe, I'm the one who wants my big brother. Except he doesn't want to fuck me. all he wants to do is sit around watching TV and playing computer games. Okay, so I guess he's not really a mirror image of you across the board. Except for the incest part of it. Now, even though I'm from another universe, I'm still technically your little sister, and you're my big brother. Our life experiences together were basically the same, just switched in a lot of ways. I was the one that spied on you in the shower, or that tried to talk you into games of strip poker. But I have basically the same DNA as your sister, except the evil gene is switched, of course. Your sister's kind of a brat, though, so it's not really much of a change. We even look almost exactly like the other sibling, too. Sure, my hair grew a different color, and I've got the entire evil makeup thing going on. Oh, and my clothes kind of have their color palette swapped, and there's a lot more skin showing. I think you noticed that. But the entire beard thing is swapped between you and my brother, in keeping with Mirror Universe stuff. Oh, and I shave my pussy where your sister doesn't, which is kind of in line with the swapping hair thing. Oh, you finally get to asking about where your real little sister is. In order for me to travel over here, she had to go over there. I guess it's not a hard and fast rule, but if nothing else, it keeps her from getting in my way here, or causing too much confusion. So, she's in my universe. I imagine she's busy not having sex with my brother. Maybe they're even having what would be considered a non-creepy family dynamic in your universe. Maybe she'll even like it better over there. For being an evil universe, it's still mostly a reversal of yours. So things are actually going pretty well. Other than, you know, the whole me not getting boinked by my brother thing. But that's why I built the Dimensional Gateway, and why I traveled all the way over here. I guess when I built the machine, I kind of planned on conquering your universe, but... well, look around you. The only worthwhile thing here is you. So, I think that if I can conquer you, I'll call it good. And don't you really want to conquer me? You know, with your cock? I'm basically your little sister. And even if I'm not quite her, this is the closest to fucking her you're ever going to get. So you can still fulfill that fantasy you've had for years of having sex with her. And of incest in general. Even if you don't see me as your little sister, then you still have the opportunity to nail an attractive girl. Plus, you'd get to participate in the first cross-dimensional sex in the history of both universes. We'd be making incest and history at the same time. Then, the best part is that once this is all over, I go back to my own universe. You don't have to deal with the consequences of screwing your little sister. When the version of me from this universe comes back, she won't know what happened to the other version of her. So what do you say, big brother? I can call you that, can I? Because I do think of you that way. And you basically are. You feel just like him to me. And I bet I feel just like your real sister to you. But I'd also feel just like her underneath you. Or when you're inside me. In my mouth. Or my pussy. Or even my ass. In the mirror universe, all girls like anal. Except it's so hard to get guys drunk enough where they want to try putting it in a girl's butt. The struggle's real. But personally, I'm hoping for some good old-fashioned vaginal sex. Because I'm also hoping that you'll impregnate me. I really like the idea of having the first baby with a parent on either side of the dimensional barrier. Of course, your little sister would never dream of letting herself get impregnated by her own brother. So that's pretty much all I dream about. Except I don't have to dream about it anymore. Because you and I are together. But not as close together as we could be, if you catch my drift. I'd invite you back to my room, but that's an entire universe away. There's her room next door, but it's a little too pink for me. And it has a disturbing lack of weapons on display. But your room is pretty close to my real brother's room in my universe, which I like. So, just for my big brother from another universe, I'll take off this very sexy crop top I'm wearing. Your sister may not wear something so revealing around you, but I always wear this around my brother. In my universe, my father even encourages me to dress sexily. I don't even bother wearing a bra most of the time, but you can see that, can't you? These breasts are identical to your sister's. You can probably tell from the glimpses of them you've gotten from spying on her. Oh, if only my brother would have done that to me. That would have been so hot. Except, I wouldn't have let him get away with just looking at me. It's okay if you just look for a little longer, though. At least while I take off this ridiculously short miniskirt. The way I take my clothes off so confidently should be more proof that I'm not your sister. She would never let you see her in just her panties. You're the reason she makes sure her door is shut and locked before she changes. But here I am, standing right in front of you with just my panties on. Oh, and the dagger strapped to my bare thigh. I'd let you admire how cute the panties are, but I think we both want me to take them off right now. And now it's just me. Well, me and the dagger. In my universe, you don't really go anywhere without your dagger. I even shower with this one usually, especially at school with the other girls, because they're even more vicious to each other there than they are here. It's just that in yours, they keep it to words and not attempted murder. But even with that thing on my thigh, you can see that I'm nice and shaved, just as promised. And in complete opposition to your other sister. I'll even take the dagger off so that you can see me completely naked. Plus, I think it makes you a little nervous for your little sister to have it. Especially if you're going to try to have sex with me. You know what your sister in this universe would use it for if you tried anything with her. So I'll undo the fastenings on it. I can even unsheath it and toss that part of it away, leaving just the dagger in my hand. Oh, don't worry, big brother. I wouldn't travel to another universe to kill you. I've been truthful in pretty much everything I've said. I came here to fuck you. And I don't have any intention of killing you before, during, or after the process. But you are wearing way too many clothes. And it's faster to just cut them off than to let you undress yourself. Plus, I kind of like how it makes you nervous to have your little sister cut your shirt off your body. That's not too traumatic for you. It is fairly loose on you. But your pants, they are a little more tight-fitting. Especially in the crotch for some reason. So I would suggest that you don't move, dear brother. I'll have you out of those pants in no time at all. There. I didn't even cut you once. I'm quite good with this weapon, but I hope that you're able to draw blood with yours if you catch my drift. So let's unsheath that dagger of yours from those boxers you're wearing. Now, this is impressive. I've never seen it this hard before. Technically, I guess I've never seen it at all, even if you're basically the same person as him. When I would spy on him, he was never this turned on. But you're so excited right now, despite the dagger thing. You're excited by seeing me naked and knowing what I want to do with you in a way that would never happen with the brother in my universe. Let me run my fingers up and down your beautiful blade and see if I can make you even harder. Then I can also rub myself between my legs with my fingers and see if I could possibly make myself wetter at this moment. We both have so much pent-up sexual tension. Tension that we thought we'd never get to release in the way we wanted. But here we are. Your sister's giving you a handjob as she masturbates in front of you. Both of our heart's desires are about to come true. Speaking of cum, there's a drop of something on the tip of your cock. Perhaps your blade is envenomed. I don't think it's anything so sinister. If I collect it on my finger, and then put that finger into my mouth, sucking on it gently. No. That's not poison at all. Let's go over to your bed. We're both sexually inexperienced teenagers. In your universe, it would be expected that the boy would be on top. Just as in mine, it would be expected that the girl would be in charge sexually. We're in your universe, I guess. But on the other hand, I'm the one who traveled between worlds, and the one who's making all of this possible. So, dear mirror brother, get onto your bed and lie on your back, because I'm going to be on top. I don't think you'll mind as long as you still end up inside me. This is how I imagined it in my fantasies anyway. Except you're not drunk, drugged, or tied up to make it happen. Just lie there nice and docile as I'd climb on top of you with my smaller but very sexy body. I'll straddle your body as I kneel over you, getting ready for the cowgirl position. It's not really fair that I had to give up my dagger when you have that thing pointing up at me. But I'm an expert in all things long and pointy, so this shouldn't be much different. I can just reach down between us and grab it carefully in my hands. Then I can prepare to sheath that thing someplace where it can't hurt you, and can maybe hurt me. Just a little at first until it starts to feel really good. Are you ready, my almost big brother? Last chance to chicken out of fucking your alternate universe sister. Except, I know you're not going to say no. And to be honest, I was going to make sure that we did it, no matter what. And you being awake and cooperative works so much better. Brace yourself. I traveled from another universe to do this. That universe is even closer than the distance between the head of your cock and my virginity. But you can't travel between universes with an invention like mine. Fortunately, taking my virginity is a whole lot easier. All I have to do is lower myself and press down more and more Yes. I slid all of the way down onto your cock and took it into me. Neither of us are virgins anymore. And this is good, too. Your cock is filling my little virgin pussy, stretching it, but it doesn't really hurt. I guess I was so wet and wanted this so much. Now just lie there and think happy thoughts while I get to work. First, I'll rock back and forth on your cock just to get us used to this. Then I can move up and down a little, nice and slow. Oh, yes. I bounce up and down carefully, causing my breasts to mount too. They move just like your real sister's would. Just like my pussy feels just like hers. Yes. But you'd never get to do this with her. Just as good, isn't it? I'm her in every important way. Just like you're my real brother. But we are real brother and sister, despite being from different realities. This is incest right now. I can feel that as much as I can feel your cock as I ride up and down it. Except I'm better than your little sister. Because I'll let you fuck me. And I'm evil, which just makes me kind of hotter. Faster now. I'm gonna lean down over you. Bracing myself on my hands as I grab onto the bed. On the other side of your head. Now I'm pushing back instead of down. My breasts are swaying over you as I move frantically against you. Our faces aren't too far apart now. Without the makeup, and if I put on a wig, I'd look just like your universe's version of me. I could have pretended to be her, you know, and seduce you that way. That might have been fun, but I wanted you to know who you were really fucking. And it might have set you up for some future misunderstandings with your sister otherwise. Now that might not have been fun to watch from my universe later on. Yes. But that wouldn't have been as fun as this is right now. As I slowly lose control. As I move my little body faster and faster over you. I don't even mind that you've grabbed onto my waist. Because it feels good to have your hands on me like that. Even if you... my movements a little or a lot as you pull me down on you as you thrust back. Oh. But I'm beyond caring who's in charge right now. It feels too good. And once I have an orgasm and you fill me with your cum, I'll have everything I ever wanted from my big brother. Yes. 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 Oh, yeah. Get ready. Can you feel it? We're gonna come. You're gonna come in your little sister. monster. Or one of the nuns. The evil, aggressive one from the mirror universe. The one who's going to have your baby. I worked so hard to come to your universe, brother. The least you could do is come and meet. So come and meet me. Come and meet me, brother. Please. Come, your little sister. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, come and meet me. Come and meet me. Come and meet me. Yes. That was well worth the trip. And all of the time and trouble I went through in inventing the dimensional gateway. It's a really interesting device. In fact, your sister's probably checking it out right now. I told my brother to tell her she could see something interesting on it if she waited long enough. So she probably just watched the two of us fucking. Of course. She's gonna be a little upset at this point. But it's okay. My brother's there. He'll be holding her to comfort her and not at all trying to cop a feel or take advantage of the situation. It'll all be very boring. But they were made for each other as brother and sister. Every bit as much as we were destined to be lovers. Well, lovers who are also brother and sister. Come back with me and I'll send them back here. You'll like it in my world, just like that version of my brother will like it here. He'll finally have the passive little sister that doesn't want to screw him. He'll fit in well in my reality. Mom and Dad are there too. And my versions won't care that we're fucking or that you got me pregnant. As I said, even being evil, my universe is a pretty awesome place to be. And best of all, I'll be right there with you.